Meltdown. Is that what's happening to the Republican Party? Hello and welcome back to Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. Right now we're going to talk with one of my favorite guests, Dr. Paul Kanger, political science professor at Grove City College, best-selling author, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Paul, welcome back to Vocal Point.
Hi, Jerry. Thanks.
Sure. Okay, so Donald Trump has won some of the primaries. He's certainly the front runner in the GOP, and now Mitt Romney, the nominee from 2012, is saying, don't vote for this guy. We need to dump Trump. What is going on with the grand old party? Is somebody having a wish to hand things over to Hillary Clinton, in November?
Well, sometimes I wonder about that, Jerry. Look, I'll say what is going to sound like a Marco Rubio talking point, but Rubio has been saying this, but it's exactly right. Romney, Rubio, even Ted Cruz, most of these people, they're worried about Trump hijacking the party of Lincoln and Reagan and the conservative movement. And that's legitimate because Trump has, he doesn't have a record in the past of being certainly a conservative and, not even totally sure how long he's been a Republican. So, right now he's laying out some conservative positions, but he doesn't have a voting record. So with you're going to have to assume everything Trump says and take it at face value. So it's a risk. There's no question about that. And I would add that aside from that unknown, Jerry, what we do know about him, and now I'm sounding really anti-Trump, but what we do know about him, I mean, the guy's penchant for vulgarity, for mm-hmm. name calling, for suing people that he disagrees with. It's a good thing he's winning right now because when he loses, he accuses Cruz of cheating. he calls George W. Bush a liar, Ted Cruz a liar, Marco Rubio a sweating choke artist, Mitt Romney a loser, a moron, and an idiot, Jeb Bush a fool. By the way, I'm not making up any of these words.
Sure.
Carly Farina is a woman with an ugly face. Can you imagine that woman being president? That's what he says.
Wow.
Megyn Kelly is a bimbo with fire coming out of her eyes. That's what he said. And, this is a guy who it's hard to call him a small C conservative, given he's a casino king. He's built casinos that have strip joints in them. He's had multiple marriages and mistresses. So I'm really dumping on Trump here, right? But look, all of these things are not conducive to a conservative track record. That's the point, right? That's the point. So it's a legitimate concern of everyone from Rubio to Cruz to Romney that this isn't somebody that conservatives would normally be all that excited about.
Yeah. Well, Ronald Reagan, as you well know, had been pro-abortion rights, even signed one of the most liberal pro-abortion laws in the country. When did he change to being pro-life? Because certainly by 1980, he gave one of the best responses I've ever heard in my whole life as to why one should be pro-life, which is,
that's a great question. And Trump has not given a good response for why he's become pro-life. He has said that his reason for that switch is that a couple of friends of his, right, a married couple, they were thinking about an abortion. They decided not to have one. And Trump said, now, this is classic Trump, right? He said, now the kid is a superstar, right? Kid got into the best college. He's doing well. And that's changed his view. And one person that asked him about that, Jerry, they said, well, would it have changed your mind if a kid was a loser rather than a star? And Trump's answer was basically, no, it wouldn't have changed his mind. But the point is, the fact that the kid is a superstar did change his mind. And so it is a good thing that something changed his mind. But look, from a Christian point of view, mm-hmm. You and I, we see every human being, and so did Ronald Reagan, by the way.
Yeah, when did he change? When did Reagan change?
Regardless of whether they're a superstar or a
loser. Sure. When did Reagan change on the issue of abortion?
Well, Reagan was always pro-life. By the way, I wrote a piece on this for National Review almost 10 years ago now, called, I think, Reagan's Darkest Hour. If you just Google Reagan's Darkest Hour, Paul Kengor, National Review, it'll come up. And I also wrote about this in a number of books on Reagan. But Reagan as governor was pro-life. What happened was an abortion bill had been introduced into the California legislature, and they thought it was going to pass, and they knew it was going to pass. So Reagan tried to make the best out of what he believed, tried to make a lesser evil of what was already an evil, and he signed into law this, it was called the Therapeutic Abortion Bill or Therapeutic Abortion Act or something like that. What Reagan didn't realize is that there was a woman's health provision in there, women's health, mental and physical health, and he didn't realize how that was going to be abused by doctor and patient alike to be used to get basically abortion completely and totally. And very important to know here, Reagan considered that probably the greatest regret of his entire legislative career. Hmm. And he told Bill Clark, get this, Jerry, I mean, Bill Clark, super, super devout, super pro-life. Bill Clark was Reagan's chief of staff as governor when this happened. And he told Bill Clark, he said, Bill, we need to make sure that this never happens again.
Wow.
So it wasn't that Reagan had a conversion of heart or of mind, but he did sign a bad bill, and he got burned by it.
Yeah.
Trump claims to have had a conversion of heart, but I don't know. Lately, he's been saying really nice things about Planned Parenthood.
Except for the abortion part.
Right, except for the abortion part. So he's saying that it does marvelous work and so forth, but because of abortion, he doesn't want to fund it. Okay, good. All right, that's good. I wouldn't even go so far as to say it does more. I don't buy this whole red herring that, God forbid, if it wasn't for Planned Parenthood, boy, where would women get their breast cancer screening? And I've never met a woman in my life who's gone to Planned Parenthood for anything but birth control pills and abortion. So I don't know where that's coming from. But look, I don't know where Trump really stands on marriage. I doubt he's much of, and I'm not sure where he, I know that Cruz and Rubio are outstanding on marriage, life issues, and would legitimately pick really good Supreme Court picks, especially Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Cruz is really attentive to that. Trump, I don't know that I could trust Trump. Look, as Cruz pointed out, even conservative Republican presidents are batting less than 500 on abortion picks.
Mm.
So would Trump be good at making those picks? I'm not confident in that.
The only hope, as far as Trump is concerned, is that he seems to have this current love affair with evangelicals, and that maybe he's surrounding himself with evangelicals. And then when the time comes for him to do this and do that, if he becomes president, then he would turn to some of these people that helped him get elected. Now, on the other hand, yeah. And there is another hand.
I don't think he would, by the way. I think they're totally duped, and I'm amazed. I'm kind of speechless at Jerry Falwell Jr.
Yeah.
And Pat Robertson. I've spoken many times at Regent University.
Wow.
Great place. I love it. Love the people there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's inconceivable to me that they would go to Trump, especially – at the least given his personal life. And, I mean, it's not like he had some sort of Saul on the road to Damascus conversion.
Yeah.
Where he's truly born again. I didn't even you're probably with me on this. I didn't even know if he was a Christian until about 3 or 4 months ago. And I would have never known his denomination.
Well, he said
– apparently Presbyterian.
Yeah, and he said on one of the – like CNN or Fox News or something like that, he's getting audited, and the reason he's getting audited is because he's such a good Christian. I listen to that, and I can't help but laugh. I mean,
that's what Ben Carson apparently got audited because of what he said about Obama at the National Prayer Breakfast.
Yeah, I believe that.
He said that in the last debate. That doesn't surprise me. No, I heard Trump when he said that. I think that was one of those many of thousands, if not millions, of kind of imprecise, loose-lip Donald Trump moments where he probably would have walked that back if he could have. He doesn't have a very good self-control mechanism. In some way, he's very good at staging things, such as that presidential press conference that he did after the night of Super Tuesday. That was a magnificently staged event. It really made him look presidential.
Mm-hmm.
But in other regards, he can't control himself. And you know, I've heard people try to compare him to Reagan in certain ways. You haven't. I know you were just asking about the abortion question. But, look, never in a million years would you see Ronald Reagan on a debate stage turning to his left at Ted Cruz, a man with a 100% American Conservative Union ranking, telling him he's a liar, and then immediately pivoting to his right and telling Marco Rubio, 98% conservative rating, that he's a choke artist. I mean, you would never hear anything like that from Ronald Reagan. And I know that I know that the Pope made the comment suggesting that Trump might be un-Christian because of his border position. I'm not going to say anything like that, but I will say this. The way that Trump talks to people and treats people and the vulgar things that he says about people reflexively, that's un-Christian. I'm not going to say that it means he's not a Christian, but it's certainly un-Christian behavior, and it's extraordinarily unvirtuous.
All right. Now, one thought that's getting out there is that a lot of evangelicals are supporting Trump, and certainly some are. But I saw a very insightful remark from Warren Cole Smith, formerly of World Magazine. Now he's with the Chuck Colson Center. And he made a remark that, and I think he may have been talking specifically just about the South Carolina vote, but he said, "I see no evidence that beyond 33% of evangelicals have voted for Trump or supporting Trump." That's an interesting perspective. That would mean, if that's correct, if that statistic is correct, that means the vast majority of evangelicals are not with Trump.
Right, just like the vast majority of Republicans are not. I mean, 60 to 70% of Republicans aren't with Trump. He's winning with 30, 33% of the vote. I mean, he still hasn't gotten over 50% in a single state yet.
So it's the divided field that works in his favor.
That's right. And by the way, I think 33% of evangelicals voted for Obama, right? So it's not that. And Warren Cole Smith, who I know, great guy, sent his daughter to Grove City College. He was with World, and World Magazine for 7 or 8 consecutive months in surveys of its own readers, they actually picked Rubio as their guy.
Wow.
So I think that's right. It's probably overblown, but it certainly looks worse, kind of high profile, when somebody like Jerry Falwell Jr. comes out and endorses it.
Yeah, now you wrote in a column where you were saying, look, if this division continues, Trump will be the nominee, and then Hillary Clinton will win.
Yes. I think, Cruz and Rubio have to come. And I think they will, depending on what happens in Florida and Ohio. If Rubio doesn't win Florida, then I think Cruz and Rubio reach some sort of an agreement. I don't know. I don't know what exactly that would be. Although Rubio keeps saying there's no way that Trump is going to get the 1,237 delegates. And there's a lot to be said for that. The divided field would continue. That might well be true. So, that could be the case. I'll give you a really dire scenario, Jerry.
Okay, we have about 1 minute left. Go ahead.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see an excellent possibility of a brokered convention where none of them have enough delegates. Cruz and Rubio are given it as a ticket, same team. Trump flips out, says that his contract with the RNC was broken, calls them liars, morons, threatens to sue him, goes third party, takes his devoted followers with him. And then Hillary gets elected with 43% of the vote, just like Bill Clinton did in 92.
That would be awful.
How's that? Yeah, well, I see it as highly possible.
You heard it first here, folks. I hope it doesn't happen.
Donald Trump has blown it all up.
Well, what is he? Why is he doing all this? 10 seconds left.
Narcissism and ego. There you go. I stood it in 5.
Vision and Paul Kanger, visionandvalues.org for more information. Paul, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, Jerry.
God bless you now. Bye-bye.